Hello, this is Simon. The prophet says the finished work of Christ, episode 769, and we're going towards 800 very soon. I didn't know that it would come up to this. I thought I was going to do some short teaching and then move on, but the Holy Spirit has been so gracious to us, and people are getting so turned on by these words. So the centurion, we are now in Matthew 8, and the centurion said, "Don't come to Jesus, don't come under my roof, it's not necessary. I have seen the way you operate." And it reminds me of myself. Words are your servant. You send them and they do exactly what you say. They are like arrows. They go, they hit the target. And therefore, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. So we're going for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. We'll be talking about the death of Christ. We're going for 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "More brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and where you stand, by which also you were saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain." And which Paul said, "Saved, not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then he continues, "I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." We're looking at the death of Christ, even the physical events were not the revelatory. And talking about revelation, we went to Genesis and then to Luke 1, and now we are on Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." So we are paying attention to the word, giving priority to the word. We've already done that, gone in depth into that. So you can also go there, back into the archives and dig for it. And now, Mark 11, Jesus was with his disciples. He cursed the fig tree. They came back, said, "Master, Master, fig tree, that you curse us dead." Then Jesus said something profound in Mark 11, 23. He said, "For verily I say unto you, what that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And we're looking at the premium Jesus is putting on words. And we said that that is the same thing that this man, centurion, did. That was the same thing he did in Matthew 8, verse 8, when he said, "Don't come, Jesus, no need to come to me. Speak your word only." And I said, it's because perhaps when Jesus was ministering, the centurion was looking at it, and it reminded him of something. He saw Jesus stand, and Jesus say to somebody whose mother was dying, "Be healed," and the woman was healed. Say to somebody who was at the back of the crowd, and large crowds, and he saw that no, it was the words he was saying were hitting the targets. He said, "No, these words remind me of something. It reminds me of a gun. It reminds me of an arrow, bow and arrow. How we shoot or a catapult. We put the stone in, we throw, and it goes direct for the target, against the target. So no, this reminds me of that. Then he just saw the way the sicknesses were obeying, situations were obeying Jesus. So reminds me. I'm a soldier and I'm a man under authority. I know how it goes. I can say to the soldier, "Come," and he comes. I can say, "Go." I can say, "Do this for me." And they will always obey me, no matter their schedule. No matter what they intentionally wanted to do. He saw how madness, lunatic. He saw how madness wanted to kill somebody, destroy the person's life. I mean, the madness was on the way to killing the man. The madness was on the way to destroying. And Jesus said, "No, stop it." And the madness stopped and fled. The centurion said, this reminds me of my work. It reminds me of my work. It reminds me of the authority I have. Jesus is operating like me. Jesus is operating like me. I say to my servant, "Come," and he comes. I say to this one, "Go," and he goes. I say, "Stop it," and they stop it. I say, "Come," and they come. So this reminds me. And Jesus said, "You nailed it." Jesus said, guy, man, oh man. Man, you nailed it, you got it. This is exactly what I'm talking about. That I speak, and when I speak, he said to us, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He said, no. This is it. So a man under authority, speaking to soldiers, and the soldiers obey, said, this is it. When you understand that you will speak and the words will obey you, that you are a man under authority, and therefore you can say to the devil, you can say to sickness, you can say to poverty, you can say to madness, you can say to your exams results, you can say to that lecture, that subject, you can say to that course, you can say to that money, you can speak to it, and it will obey you. Immediately, you are able to understand this. You catch a revelation of this. Jesus says, oh, you become like a whiz kid. Whatever you say, you have it. Wherever you stand and you say it, you will see results. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.